Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Islam International. You are listening to Productive Muslima with me, Suraya Chauhan. Today's topic is titled The Lazy Syndrome. Now, this is a topic I think most of us can relate to. We're guilty of, me especially. So today's discussion, we've decided to open up the lines for communication. After the intro, you can call us on 011-854-1548. You can also email me on suraya@radioislamlive.com. That's S-U-R-A-Y-A at radioislamlive.com. Or you can WhatsApp me on 072-786-1548. Okay, so what is it exactly that makes you lazy? Do you think laziness is something that you can control? And when does laziness actually become a problem? So these are questions I want you to think about, and please give me your input. You can WhatsApp me, you can call me. Let me know what is your lazy trigger, and how do you know that you're being lazy? So firstly, let's define laziness. It's the quality of being unwilling to work or use energy, that is, idleness. Imam al-Raghib describes laziness by saying, laziness is the lack of energy and enthusiasm of doing something you should not lack energy and enthusiasm for, which is things like your salah, your work, your studying, etc. Now, before we start, let me tell you what prompted me to discuss this issue. So, I have a diary, and in this diary, I have goals. So, if you're one of my students, then you would know that I emphasize the goal list or the diary almost every lesson. So, nevertheless, I have one, and I have short-term goals and long-term goals that I write. And one of the goals, one of my long-term goals that I've written down was that in the year 2018, I want to start HIV. Why I say 2018? Because my 2017 goal was for me to complete my degree. So, inshallah, by the end of this year. So, everything was going as planned. Now that it's nearing, time is nearing to start the HIV the next year, I found myself backing out. So I started making excuses in my head, you know, I have 3 kids, I can't do this, and I'm getting older, my brains are fried, every excuse that you can think of. And I thought, you know, I really don't want to, you know, I don't think I can do this now. I've just finished a degree, I can't do this. And I was recently at a family wedding, and I met someone that I've met after many, many years. And this lady had 3 children. And I remember about a few years ago, she said she was starting HIV. So in the conversation, I asked her if how her HIV was going. And she said to me, well, she was in the 26th para, which I found really amazing. Now, it took her 5 years. This is the 5th year with 3 kids. With breastfeeding, with giving birth, all of those stops. 5 years. Now, if you have kids that do HIV, or if you know anyone that's doing HIV, you will know that 5 years is what it takes school-going kids to do HIV. So I found this really interesting, and I asked her how she did this, and she said, you know, what inspired her to do this, and she said it was one of her Arabic teachers, and this teacher told her, how the Quran, like how you will, when you do HIV, you have to sit with the Quran every day, whether you like it or not. So she loved the idea of the Quran, so she went forward and she did it. And then I started questioning myself, and I asked myself, why is it that I wanted to back out? So I had to really think about it, and when I really thought about it, I asked myself if I was being lazy. Obviously, definitely laziness, because it takes a lot of commitment. But deeper than the laziness was fear. Fear of failure. And I think that's very important, because there's different causes of laziness, and one of them is fear. So if you fear failure, you just avoid trying altogether, if that makes sense. So this prompted me to discuss laziness today and how it will impact on the goals that you have for yourself. Negatively, I might add, because laziness is something that you can control. And we're going to get into that a little more. Just to let you know, the lines are open now. You can call in on 011-854-1548. You can email me on suraya@radioislamlive.com. Or you can WhatsApp on 072-786-1548. So I'm looking forward to your suggestions or advices on laziness. Okay, so let's get back to this. So it's simple to use the word lazy, but it's more complex than just calling someone lazy. You know, it's easy to call someone lazy, but laziness is not something that you ask. So it's very easy, you know, when someone asks you why you didn't do something, you say, I'm lazy. Laziness is not something you are. You're not born with laziness. It's a conscious action that you do to yourself. It's a thought. So if you change that thought in your head, then you're not lazy anymore. It's as simple as that. Now, can you understand why laziness is something that we can control? It's definitely something we can control. So this is actually a habit. It's formed through consistent practice. And we know some people are lazier than others. Why? Because it's habit. It's you find a place, and this happy place, a secure place where you're not failing and you're not getting in anyone's way. So you're just being lazy, right? So if you go back to our nomadic ancestors, they had to conserve energy for scarce resources. So if they were not active, it would jeopardize their very survival. Right? They won't get water, or they won't get their next meal. So they had to be active, and they had to conserve this energy for their actual survival. Now, fast forward to today. We don't need to be active for our survival, right? So now, each individual is going to set his own goals, right? So you're going to set your goals for yourself. Someone else is going to decide, okay, this is important to me. I'm going to set these goals for myself. And so it carries on. So what you need to do is worry about yourself, because this is not a survival. This is about your own goals. And only you are going to know what goals are important to you. Now, some people may be more future-orientated than others. Like you get someone who, say, someone wants to become a CEO. Now, you want to become a CEO, so you notice that this person has this motivation, right? And because he has this motivation, he's going to do anything and everything to become CEO. So you won't see this person now sitting back and enjoying life with everyone else. You'll see when everyone else is lazing around or doing this person is now going the extra mile. So this is a future-orientated person, right? So each person is going to differentiate his own goals, right? So the main reason people are lazy, what do you think is the main reason people are lazy? I would say it's lack of motivation. Because if you had motivation, you want to become something, or I want to achieve this, or I want to finish his, or I want to become an alima, or I want to be the manager of a store, whatever goal it is, that is your motivation. Are you going to be lazy if that's what you want? No. So firstly, the reason is the lack of motivation. If you don't need to do it, then why do it? The second reason is a self-discipline problem. So you know what you want, but it's difficult for you to discipline yourself. And I think I'm guilty of that, you know, where you study under pressure. Like I tell people, the only way I can study, the only time I can study is under pressure, right? And this is a self-discipline problem. The third thing is unrealistic expectations. So you set the bar so high that you just give up before even starting. So it's easier to become lazy. So now what you need to start doing is set reasonable goals, attainable goals first. And from there, you go into it, right? So don't set unrealistic expectations. Then it's the fear, as I said at the beginning, the fear of failure. You know, if you think you're going to fail and it's something difficult, then laziness is a way of sabotaging yourself. So you will become lazy, so you don't have to do it. And then you also get fear of success. Because the fear, it sounds ridiculous. I mean, who would fear success? But it actually is something tangible. A person who fears success fears what will happen when they become successful. Right? So it's a fear. And then you sabotage yourself by being lazy. So you tell yourself it's better to be lazy than to fail. And then there's another reason people are lazy, and it's depression. So there may be an underlying problem like depression, and that is what makes you lazy, is that when you are depressed, your mind is in such a state that you can't think positively or motivate yourself. And obviously that's going to impact on your goals, and you are going to be lazy, right? So we need to ask ourselves firstly, why am I being lazy? So if you can first think about these reasons, is it lack of motivation, self-discipline, unrealistic expectations, whatever it may be, first you need to pinpoint why you're being lazy. And then you can start changing that, right? Now, what is your lazy trigger? Remember, there's something that triggers your laziness. And if you are not going to find your lazy trigger, you're never going to come out of that laziness. So what is it that you find that triggers the laziness? Like, what is it that you do and that spirals into laziness? There is an action that you do that spirals into laziness, right? Now, what is that action? Think about that. So for some people, it may be Facebook. It may be the couch. As soon as you enter your home, the couch looks like this happy place. I'm a couch potato. I'm happy to be here. What is it exactly? Because if that's what's triggering it, say it's the couch, because the TV is in front of the couch, and this is what you're doing every day. So if you know that's your trigger, then you're going to unplug the TV. Do something that makes it difficult for you to switch it on. So you're aware of the trigger and you do something about it. So the minute you walk in the home, you know, okay, the couch is my trigger for laziness, so I'm not going to sit there now. I'm going to do something else. So you break the cycle. That breaks the laziness, right? So you need to be honest with yourself about what the triggers are. And that the triggers are things only you as a person are going to know, right? Okay, so we are taking your calls on 011-854-1548. I lost the WhatsApp. The WhatsApp page here. Okay, I've got it back. Right, so I'm going to read it out to you. I have someone who has WhatsApped. Okay, I will read it out to you in a bit. Okay, so firstly, disrupt your habits, right? You need to first disrupt all these habits, being a couch potato, etc., etc. Disrupt these habits and kickstart a new habit, right? So it's all about a habit, and it's all about forming into, you know, these routines that we have. So break it, right? And set reachable goals for yourself by saying inshallah. You know, we normally say, I'll do it tomorrow. Say inshallah, right? And then a good thing to keep is a goal tracker, which is an app on your phone. So what you do is you start writing down these goals of yours. You start focusing on them. And as you tick them off, these short-term goals, as you keep ticking them off, you see it. So it motivates you even more, right? Because now you're seeing these goals being achieved, it's going to motivate you even more, right? And then visualize the action that you want to do. See yourself doing it. And when you see yourself doing it, then you will achieve your goal. So if it's studying, if it's passing your exam, see yourself studying, see yourself writing the exam, all of that, you know. So you need to set these goals for yourself, and then you go forward and you reach the next level. So there's a Japanese technique for overcoming laziness, which I find very, very interesting. So this is a practice called Kaizen. Kai meaning change, Zen meaning wisdom, right? So this is a practice that the Japanese implemented so that you can shy away from laziness, right? It's called the 1 minute principle. So a person should practice doing something for a full minute, right? For a single minute every day at the same time. So even the laziest person can do this, right? What's 1 minute? 1 minute isn't long at all. So say you need to do push-ups, right? You find exercise difficult, so you want to do push-ups. Or you want to read a book, but you find it difficult. So what you do is every single day for a minute, you do that action. So if it's push-ups, then for 1 full minute at the same time every day, right? So you need to experience a feeling of success and victory to move forward. This is the thinking behind this Kaizen, right? It's that you need to feel it. So when you're successful in that minute, now you've done it for a minute, it motivates you, and after this, it becomes, the minute becomes 2 and 3, and then it becomes a routine and you implement it into your life, right? So it's not difficult to do. This technique was used for business to improve management skills. So it's very interesting because it was actually for business. So to make workers more efficient, right? So try this. I think it's something that a lot of people attest to it, and they find that it did work. A lot of people say it did work. So I personally haven't tried it, but I thought I would. I'm going to find something that I find difficult, and I will do it every day, and then I can see if it works. Okay, so I see that your responses are coming through, alhamdulillah. Before we go for the break, let me read 1 second. This is on email. Okay. Salams. Never thought about it before, but I guess my lazy trigger is Instagram. Once I start, I have no control. I go into multiple accounts and I'm basically a stalker. I know if I nip this in the bud, I'll be well on my way to accomplishing my goals. And see that. Okay, that's very interesting. You see, the first thing is to recognize what your lazy trigger is. And in this case, it's obviously Instagram for you. And it's actually a relevant thing because I find a lot of people say that, you know, like I go into Instagram just thinking it's going to be like a few minutes, and then I go on to random people that I don't even know about, and from there go on to more and more and more and more. I have lots of people say that they're guilty of this, where you start, eventually you've been on Instagram for a full hour or more, and this is a lazy trigger, because then what happens is you are now starting to use your time on this Instagram, and all of your goals are now taking a backseat. Or what you're supposed to do for that day is taking a backseat. And then you're stressed out later on. So by putting your finger on this, you can immediately eradicate it from your lives, right? Okay, another one says, my whole life people called me lazy. My muscles were sore and I felt tired even after sleeping. Two years ago, a specialist diagnosed me with chronic fatigue syndrome. I think people shouldn't overlook this if they find they are not coping. Okay, so just like I said, you know, depression is something that is directly going to impact the laziness. This is obviously a disease, chronic fatigue syndrome. So I don't know what are the symptoms of it, but this person has said, anonymous has said, that her muscles were sore and she felt tired even after sleeping. So obviously that would be different because now you know that's a medical condition. That's not laziness because you know, okay, if I've slept and I got up, I should be okay. And if not, then definitely. And jazakallah for actually bringing that up because we did overlook that, that, you know, it could be something like chronic fatigue syndrome. I haven't actually read about this much, but it's interesting to read. Okay, I think we are ready for the break. We're going to go for a quick air break, and when we get back, we're going to discuss the Islamic perspective on laziness, and lines will be open for your calls on 011-854-1548, and you can WhatsApp me on 072-786-1548. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Productive Muslima, where we're discussing the lazy syndrome. So, before we do the Islamic perspective of laziness, I just have one more message from a sister. She says, I believe it's the newer generation that's taking lazy to a whole new height. Everything is hard, even cooking. Very sad how life is becoming. That's very true, but I would say life is like that now because of technology. Technology has a huge part to play, and it's becoming more challenging for parents to get the kids off the couches and onto the playground. And also times are different. You know, we tell our kids that in our days we used to ride bicycles and we used to do this and we used to do that, and then they say, but you don't let us do that. You say it's too dangerous. So, what do you do, right? So, give me a call on 011-854-1548 and let me know what you think about laziness, or what do you do to combat laziness? And if it's with your kids, what do you do with them? Is there a strategy to follow? Let us know what you think about it. Now, let's go back to the Islamic perspective on laziness. So, in the Quran, the word laziness, the Arabic word for laziness, kasal, appears two times, right? And both times in the Quran, this laziness is attributed to the hypocrites. Now, when you look at that, kasal, laziness, is connected or attributed to hypocrites. And that makes you stop and think, whoa, okay, so I have a quality of a hypocrite, right? And what did Allah say when He spoke about hypocrites and laziness? Salah. Now, this is very interesting because before the break, we spoke about laziness in a different way. We spoke about it psychologically. Now, if you look at laziness in Islam, according to the Quran, then Allah describes laziness to people who shirk their salah, right? And particularly the hypocrites. And Allah says if they get up for salah, they get up with laziness. And how do you get up with laziness? You drag your legs. So when you're supposed to get up for Fajr Salah, 10 more minutes, you know, this is the laziness that is being spoken about, which is really interesting because we wouldn't have thought about it this way, right? And why Salah? Because it's the most difficult of the daily tasks, right? And if you can do that, then everything else becomes easy for you. So you will find that if your salah is easy, then laziness is much more easy to combat because your salah is on time, right? And particularly which salah? It's Fajr. Because if you can read your Fajr salah on time, then the rest of the day goes well. You do everything the way it's supposed to be. And you notice this, if you miss your Fajr salah, right, that day, there's no barakah in that day. Firstly, it starts off late. You find that you're rushing to finish everything and you're rushing to fulfill your tasks. So, salah is something that's very difficult. And if this can be achieved and be on time, then everything else becomes easier. And also, we don't want to be of the munafiq. So, this is something we should think about, right? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Shaitan puts 3 knots at the back of the head of any of you if he is asleep. Right? On every knot, he reads and exhales the following words. The night is long, so stay asleep. When one wakes up and remembers Allah, one knot is undone. And when one performs wudu, the second knot is undone. And when one prays, the third knot is undone. And one gets up energetic with a good heart in the morning. Otherwise, one gets up lazy with a mischievous heart. So this already tells us, just in this hadith about Fajr Salah, it tells us that if you get up for Fajr, you will get up energetic with a good heart. Subhanallah. Right? So laziness goes really much deeper than we actually think about or we thought about, right? If you're lazy in Salah, then obviously all your other acts of worship you're going to be lazy in as well. So this is the hikmah of getting up for your Salah and performing your Salah on time, right? Now there are different types of laziness, right? Islamically, there are different types of laziness. And we're going to go through the different types of laziness. Firstly, you get community laziness. And what is this? This is when you ignore issues. So there are social issues that you can see in your community, but you ignore it. It's laziness, right? So you see injustices happening or anything, you keep quiet. So you don't enjoin good and forbid evil. These are things that are community-based, and by you keeping quiet and not being proactive, that is community laziness. Then you get educational laziness, right? Where you are lazy to learn and develop yourself. So you find that a lot of people say, you know, I wish I could study. I wish I could learn more about my deen. I never had this chance before. I wish. And then when you ask the person, but what's stopping you? No, I have so many things to do. Or I have my children to see to. Or I have this, or I have that. And that is educational laziness. And you need to ask yourself, how did the Sahaba do it? We actually have more time than they did. We think that the Sahaba used to sit and have a lot of time. They had a lot of things that they tended to, but it's priorities. So this is educational laziness, where, again, it's priorities. And if your priority is Jannah, then you will do anything and place deen always at the top. Then you get family laziness. Now, family laziness is where you're not a proactive parent. So there's no proper upbringing of your children, right? So you're too lazy to fulfill their duties. And this causes weak family relationships. So there's no drive. So you see your child sitting in front of the TV the whole day, it's fine for you. You know, you don't tell the child to get up and perform his salah, or you don't engage with the child in different ways, or sit and, you know, spend time, even with entertainment, read to the child, or guide the child. So it's easier for you to just turn a blind eye than to actually be proactive in your child's life. And this is family laziness. And I would say this would also be the social aspects of family, where extended family as well. You know, to visit each other and to be there for each other. And we always find excuses and say, you know, life is difficult. But if we start taking this laziness away, then we will start fulfilling the amana of having families. Then you get the physical laziness, right? So physical is where you just lazy. You know, you can get a job, but you don't want to make that extra effort. So this is laziness. You know, you find a lot of women that complain that they are working and the husband is sitting at home and he's okay with it. He's okay with sitting at home and looking after the kids, and she's going out and she's striving for the family and she finds it difficult. So this is called physical laziness. And if we look back at our prophets, Nuh alayhi salam was a carpenter. He used his hands. Idris alayhi salam was a tailor. Right? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a shepherd, not only a shepherd, a trader as well. Okay? So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, by him in whose hand is my life, it is better for any of you to take a rope and cut wood and carry it over his back and sell it, rather than to ask a person for something and that person may give him or not. So this is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advice for us, that rather than going and asking someone whether they give you give it to you or not, rather than doing that, go take a rope, cut wood and sell it if you have to, but rather do that than just taking out or begging, right? So this is physical laziness. The other laziness is employment laziness. So this is where you don't work you don't do the work to your best ability. So you have this a lot in businesses where you employ it and you find a shortcut for everything, right? Now this is employment laziness, because we look for a shortcut, but we are supposed to, it's an amana, work is an amana, we're supposed to look at it as someone that is fulfilling our rozi, and we are supposed to treat it as an amana. So by shirking and by looking for shortcuts and tricking the system, we're not fooling anyone, right? So value your work. And when you value your work, you will put more effort into it. And again, it boils down to motivation. Okay, we have a WhatsApp here. Salam Sreya, Jazakallah for beautiful and motivational program. Barakallah. Okay, so ask Allah. So religious laziness is the last and final type of laziness. So we've been through community laziness, educational laziness, family laziness, physical laziness, employment laziness, and now we get religious laziness, right? So what is religious laziness? You know, when you perform salah and then you pray quickly, like just to get it over and done with, this is religious laziness. So we think that we, you know, it's okay, I perform all five prayers. And, you know, we're guilty of this. We think, okay, you know, I'm fine. I perform all my prayers. I'm a good Muslim. But if you are praying quickly and rushing through your salah and you feel nothing five times a day, then this is religious laziness. So you do the bare minimum. So little bit of Quran, no extras. We fast only in Ramadan. It's too difficult for us to do the nafil salah or nafil fast. No getting up earlier than Fajr because we're lazy. So no extras. And this is called religious laziness. And we always find excuses for this. You know, we say, oh, it's so hot. It's so hot. Or either it's so cold. It's so hot to do this. And it's so hot to do that. Or I'm freezing and I can't, you know, to make wudu is so difficult. But we look at the Sahaba and how they made their expedition to Tabuk in the boiling hot sun. And with all of this, and with calloused feet, and they did it. And this is what we are guilty of today, religious laziness. And I think more so today than any other time, because nowadays, religion is actually very easy to obtain. Knowledge is very easy. We just need to touch a button. We don't even have to go out in search of it. You know, where the Sahaba had to travel such vast lands just to find Deen, right? So, Alhamdulillah, we have it easy, but we shouldn't take it for granted, right? So, we should ask Allah's protection, firstly, from these things. Now, we have discussed why we're lazy and all the different types of laziness. Now, what is it that we can do about the laziness? Firstly, ask Allah's protection. So, there's a dua for laziness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this dua. And it's, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasli. Kasli is laziness. Allah, protect us from laziness. So if you are guilty of this, then this is the dua to recite over and over again. Then our salah. Then, to remember Allah often, right? and to recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Now Ibn al-Qayyim said, it has a powerful effect on difficult tasks and being able to bear difficult assignments. So he says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah will definitely help with these things. Then set goals. Because the only time you are going to be able to focus is if you set out goals for yourself. Then you read the biographies of great men and women in Islam, because these are motivational aspects. When you read these things, you start thinking, I'm not doing as much as I can. You know, like I said at the beginning, when I spoke to this woman who was doing hifz, it made me realize that I was just being lazy, right? So compare yourself to these people. Spend time with people who have high aspirations. When you are around people who lack motivation, then you automatically feel like you're doing too much. Look for people that have high aspirations and that are doing something with their lives. They're not just sitting back and doing nothing. And that will motivate you to do more, right? Be responsible for yourself, for your body, for your ummah, responsibility. Fill your idle time. I think this is a very important important point. Because an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So fill your idle time. The minute you see that you have nothing to do, start looking for things. Start being productive, right? Find out what excites you and what you enjoy doing and start doing it. Start finding yourself. Keep in mind your purpose on this earth. And for me, I think that is the most important point of all, is to keep our purpose on earth. Because if you tell yourself every day that, you know, my goal is Jannah, then what are you going to do subconsciously? You are going to constantly do things to take you closer to Jannah. But if that goal is nowhere in your list, then you're not going to be aware of it. So start realizing why we're here. Why are we here on earth? It's not to sit and just enjoy. It's to be somewhere, to go somewhere. It's a journey, and the destination is Jannah, inshallah. Right? So don't wait for things to change. You start being the change. This is very, very important. And remember, successful people are productive people. So we have reached the end of our program. I see messages coming through, but unfortunately I can't go through each and every one. What I'm going to do is, inshallah, you can carry on sending me your messages. And what I would like is if you can tell me what you would like to hear on the program. So I have had a few suggestions, but carry on. Let it come through where you can tell me what is it exactly that you would like me to cover in future programs. You can email me on suraya@radioislamlive.com, and I will look into it, inshallah. And you can also tweet me, or you can WhatsApp me 072-786-1548. Don't forget now, share your thoughts and suggestions, and I hope that all of you have a productive and fulfilling week, because breaking these lazy triggers will be a start, inshallah, and we can cross new boundaries. Now, next week we will be discussing children with special needs, and I will have a guest that will answer your questions. So if you want, you can start sending me your questions via email, so that I have it on hand and I can pose it to the guest before that. So, but we will open lines, inshallah, next week as well. You can start sending in your questions. If you have a child with special needs and you would like to share some sort of inspiration for others, then please do, inshallah. You never know who you can inspire. There are so many women that are going through their days, not knowing what is happening and not knowing how to face the next day, and your inspiration can help someone else, inshallah. So please send me those emails, and we will take it from there, inshallah. So I hope you all have a productive and fulfilling week. Until next week, Tuesday, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.